This is Brian Coombs of Messiah's Church, your pastor for the day. Our Lord's half-brother, Jude, says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory, blameless with great joy, to the only God our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen." Jude ends his letter with this doxology, which is literally a word of glory addressed to God, not a benediction, which is the other direction, God's blessing to us, but a doxology is a word of glory worshipers ascribe to God. If God's benediction falls upon us like autumn leaves under a shining sun, then our doxology is hot vapor rising through wintry air. Jude is concerned that we see God's glory as our good. It is your duty, it is your goal, but in both of these, it is your good. Now, why is that so? Jude says, because of God's eternality. As Jude says, "Now to him be glory before all time and now and forever." He is the first and last, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. And since he is eternal, and thus the source of history, then you and I can rest amid history and also for eternity. The eternal God is a dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Eternal, he sees you from afar, missing nothing, keeping always. It is your good to glorify God for his eternality, but also because of God's singularity, that God is a single, simple being of spirit. As Jude says, "To the only God be glory." God is singular, only one. And because he is only one, without parts, a simple being of spirit, all things are utterly simple to God. Life is complex to us. Things are difficult or confusing. But to God, all things are utterly simple. Only God, then, can help you ultimately and thoroughly. If it is your good to glorify this singular God, then let it be your singular focus. And last, because of God's ability, you glorify God. As Jude says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory, blameless with great joy, to the only God our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory." God is able to keep you from stumbling. Sometimes we can't keep ourselves from stumbling. We trip. Other times we can't stand by ourselves. We're sore. What a picture of our spiritual inability. But if Jesus saved you from sin and death, this doxology is for you. You may tire following him in this life, but he will keep you from stumbling and make you stand with him in glory, his own glory. Glorify God, then, for his eternality, his singularity, and for his ability. His glory is your good. This is Brian Coombs of Messiah's Church, your pastor for the day.